Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, les frères et les sœurs, les coquettes et les baguettes, les marquis de Sade et les Moulin Rouge, liberté, fraternité, égalité, can-can, bonne fête nationale du joyeux 14 juillet, joyeux jour Bastille, ou comme nous disons dans l'anglais, Happy Bastille Day!
Yay.
Now, it's actually Bastille Day Eve. If you are here with us in Bonoboville, Los Angeles, though in France, vive la France, it is actually Bastille Day. It is. And Bastille Day, of course, commemorates the storming of the Bastille. Sounds sexy, doesn't it? Yeah, very sexy. Storm that Bastille. Yeah, baby. Storm my Bastille, honey. Come on. But, you know, it's actually kind of a bloody thing. It commemorates on the 14th of July, 1789, the opening shots of the French Revolution. The shots. Yes, we're going to exemplify the shots with water pistol
amazing.
Here.
It's so hot in here. That feels amazing.
And that is my lovely assistant, Sunshine. I have to watch the computer, according to my executive producer and
Target
beloved husband of 27 years, Prince Maximilian Lubkowitz D. Leblevich D. Phil and Jerry. I got two of those words wrong, but are mixed. Also known as Captain Max. Anyway, French Revolution. Old ideas about tradition, monarchy, and religious authority. Where's my religious authority? Right here. Jesus.
Oh, I thought that was me.
Yeah. I'm going to get to you.
get to you.
You are a religious authority for sure, Danielle Watts. But anyway, those other religious authorities were overthrown by the new Enlightenment principles of liberté, égalité, fraternité. Trying to get my French R rolled. Fraternité. Now, though the storming of the Bastille has a very sexy ring to it, it included a mob lynching of the Bastille governor. Even though the Bastille itself, which was a prison, was very nearly empty, housing only 7 prisoners, and not even the Marquis de Sade, who was transferred, actually, a few days before, probably because they knew this was going to happen. Anyway, then it was followed by all kinds of executions. Really, really bad. Via the French guillotine. You know about the guillotine? Yes, that's how they slice the bread and the head. Now, I'm all for liberté, égalité, fraternité, but that is not so bonobo. Although my bonobo matches the French flag right now and my water gun. Woo! But, you know, in many ways, history is constantly repeating itself. Melania's I Really Don't Care, Do You Jacket sounds a lot like Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake. even though we don't know if she really said that. And as our prisons grow with even more children in cages, as more power and cash feeds the greedy mouths. I got a greedy mouth too for baguettes.
Yeah.
But they have greedy mouths for money and power. The ecocidal, plutocratic, American and, you know, worldwide oligarchy. Well, it's tempting to say, guillotine them!
Oh,
somebody clapped for that. But we're not going to do that or say that, you know. Here in Bonoboville, we would rather make love, not war. And we are broadcasting live from the little love church of the Bonobo Way in the new village of Bonoboville. It's still very new. It is still kind of unpacked.
It's beautiful.
We've got my clothes as a backdrop. So instead of the guillotine, we are going to spank.
Me?
All right.
She's excited.
Bottoms.
Aww.
With baguettes. Yes, indeed.
Thank you.
Whack,
I'm
whack.
Glad I
Ooh
took
la la.
The world spanking just
Le
now.
Le joie de la fessée. That means the joy of spanking in French. All right. So that voice you hear, that beautiful pirouetting umbrella girl here, is the lovely and amazing Danielle Watts.
Oh, hello.
And right next to her, stretched out on the couch, using up the whole... I told them they should both sit on the couch.
Trying to be cool
and
on the couch.
He uses up the whole couch, and that is Chef Be Live.
Wasabi, wasabi.
Yeah.
Oh, man, you're getting so many hearts right now. You guys are getting so many hearts right
yes,
now.
Yes, indeed. And...
we're getting hearts.
Hearts. You're getting hearts.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. That's hearts, amazing timing.
Red hearts for...
We love hearts. They're red
rouge.
Like blood.
Le bleu et le blanc.
Oh, I love blood.
And
what?
We're going to talk about that.
She's been
using the French Revolution was actually very bloody. I don't like that aspect of it, but perhaps Danielle...
Well,
does.
We've been planting a lot of... plants in our garden, and she's been using her moon
menstrual blood. Okay, that's a beautiful thing.
In our growth, in
that's
our growing
not
plants,
killing people.
Yeah.
That's just you know nature's way of aborting.
I'm honoring Mother Earth with my blood.
Nice, nice. Well, menstrual blood is very rich in something.
Iron,
life force,
iron.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, just generally whatever blood has. Menstrual blood would have it, and that's, you know, very organic, eco-sexual.
Not only, and very, like, spiritual, there's, like, you know, been people who've done ritual with blood and planting for thousands of years. So.
Blood and planting.
It was believed to be an elixir of immortality by some mystics that we did research on the internet.
Well, now... So they would ingest
it, and you know it has
blood.
Yes, and then
yes. Do you ingest her menstrual blood?
I have offered Be Live my menstrual blood.
You've offered.
I remember one time we had a ceremony where I received.
Do we have two microphones or?
Yeah.
Uh-oh, sunshine. Good morning, sunshine. Good evening, sunshine. Sunshine,
you know,
is my lovely assistant, and she is on Facebook Live. Right now, and so you know, we're celebrating Bastille Day. We are all, and she just said, answering your questions, and so if you have questions or comments, we would prefer you call actually, and the number is the free number is 1-866-289-7068, and the other number, which anybody can call from anywhere in the world, our new number, I always forget it. Is 626. Oh, there it is. 461-5950. Yeah. 626-461-5950. So you can call that and talk to us. You know, ask us a question, tell us a story, share fantasy, open your heart, your mind, and maybe your legs.
I would just love if someone called in. That would be so
Danielle
wonderful.
Would love it. Right.
I would love to share the blood ritual.
We're going to. But I first, before we get to the blood ritual, just want to say, in addition to it being Bastille Day, it is also the third anniversary of Danielle Watts and Chef Be Live.
Oh. This is very true. Very true.
Got married.
Been married in,
on Bastille Day
in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas, eloped. kind of a elopement, kind of
by a man we met on Craigslist.
Who's a deadhead wearing a Jerry Garcia tie?
Wow.
We'll have a proper wedding one of these days.
Proper. Yeah, you're very.
Whatever
proper.
That means.
But we just couldn't wait to tie the knot.
Right. Okay, so now back to the menstrual rituals.
Yes, so one time, right, not long after we met, about a year after maybe, we were up visiting her family in Northern California, and we had a hotel room with her dad, and there was something that moved us both to do this ritual with her menstrual blood. And it just so happened that the next morning we got a call from her agent to drive down really quick to Beverly Hills to meet with the casting director and the director for this TV show Partners, which she ended up getting, where she played Martin Lawrence's daughter on Partners.
It was a sitcom that ran Grammer. For 10 episodes on the FX network with Kelsey Grammer and Martin Lawrence.
And I felt like it was like a direct result of the like magical energy
offering
that we shared.
Wow.
It was a...
We talked about this.
You offered the blood to the gods, like a sacrifice.
For sure.
Well, not much of a sacrifice. I mean, it was actually great. Get rid of it.
But
I think it is kind of a sacrifice, the menstrual blood, because it hurts when it flows.
Yeah.
And so there is a sacrifice of your well-being in a way, and then maybe something good will come of it.
Yes.
Right. Okay, we need a microphone for Miss Sunshine there. We don't have one.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and you guys are...
We can share.
Can you really?
I mean, you know that I love to hog it, but I'll just sit closer and...
Thank you.
Sit close.
Hello, hello. Test.
Sharing is caring, except for
VD. I don't need to talk very much.
You don't need to talk very much. You're always talking very much.
On the internet,
but Danielle talks more.
I love to talk. I love to share.
Yeah. Of course, we could always stuff one of your mouths.
It's the
with
moment,
a baguette.
Though.
Hey, do you guys know Tim Lee? Who's Tim Lee?
Sometimes, yes, we know who.
Tim Lee says, "Hi, Susan. Hi, Danielle. Hi, Brian. Happy anniversary."
Yay. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, everybody already knows about you guys' anniversary. They already.
Hi, Tim. We're here.
It was Trump a couple of times, right?
We're queer.
Tim Lee.
And we're sucking baguettes.
I think so. He's darling.
Tim Lee, you
are
missing us.
One last note about the menstrual blood. Apparently, on the internet, people are selling it.
I'm not.
Really?
I would just like to make that clear.
No, Dr. Susie's
not.
I sell my menstrual blood. But people, there's stem cells in it. I mean, from a scientific standpoint, I think there's...
I'll sell mine if somebody will buy
them. Okay, maybe I'm confusing this. People are going to have to do their own goddamn research. I'm sorry.
Well, no, she does have saying something of value. There is a lot of research, and there is scientific things going on right now regarding stem cells and using menstrual blood. So you are hitting it on a nail. It's not like people are selling blood on menstrual blood
right
on the internet.
Well, I thought I saw something, but I'll let you be right for now.
So ask Tim if he has a question.
Tim Lee, do you have a question?
Well, no.
Do you have a question?
You could write it. You know, people
on
Facebook.
I am writing. I've been writing it like three times.
Oh, okay.
They can hear.
They can hear though. Tim, talk to us. So
Tim, do you have a question?
Let's have Danielle and Be Live talk to us too. Because this is your third anniversary. It's actually your third anniversary eve because you got married within this time zone. So, I mean, how's it going?
Quite well.
Oh, yes. I knew he would do it, talking to the baguette. Right.
Hey, you know.
Quite well.
Sometimes I talk as much as Danielle, just as the moment. I would say that it's magical.
Is it weird? Can I hold it for you? It's like a bit of a surrender, but I promise I'll leave it there in front of you.
Aww.
I trust you.
They are so cute.
I would prefer that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I think that we've been growing a lot, and that we're always leveling up, and that goes for our relationship as well. You know, there's always in this world of duality, in this universe of duality, there's always challenges.
I feel like you should be sitting cross-legged while you're talking like that. In a yoga position. You sound very yogi.
Oh, yes. He's so evolved. He really
He's
is.
He's evolved. How about you?
I'm learning to let... not throw the fact that I'm right about things in his face so often.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Because
that's
I'll say something, and I have a very strong intuition, and I know that it's true, and then the next day it shows up, and rather than shoving it down his throat, I should just let it show up and not...
Shove it down his throat!
Not try and prove it to him until it happens. Let him be surprised by it.
I agree. And, you know, it's interesting, because the further we go, the more that I do release and let go and receive that, and at the same time, she starts realizing that sometimes she's wrong more than she realizes. As well.
Oh my God! No,
okay, so now I have to start using examples of how right I am.
No, but it is Chris is right. First name always.
There's an example I can say right now of one in the last 2 days of what she's in her behalf and what she's saying, and by all means she. Is incredibly intuitive and is right almost all.
It's a flow of energy. If I feel like I'm really right about something and I want to wake him up, if he's like not, if he seems distressed, and I know that by proving that I'm right, like topping him, I can relieve some tension, then I'll do it. It's like fucking someone from behind and saying, like, I top you, and I'm going to make you surrender, and you're going to love me for it, even if it hurts your ego a little bit.
Ooh.
Your emotional ego, because that's all that's happening, isn't it?
Not your butt ego.
Not your actual butt. I'm not actually ramming his asshole.
Well,
but
you could be.
But I probably should be, but instead I'm using words to sort of dominate
right,
him.
Right, right, right. No, that's a good analogy.
And
then sometimes you just want to kind of... compromise.
Yeah, but when I did, like today, I sort of did that, and there was an emotional release for both of us, and then we just sort of like kind of humped it out with words, and then
humped it out
with words.
Oh.
And then we got it out of our system.
Did you have a conversation gasm?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
it's fascinating. I mean, I wasn't when I said that before. I didn't mean like that she's becoming more wrong and more wrong. It's just, it seems like a lot of times, Danielle, you do relent after the fact and say, I'm so sorry.
And she just got in your lap over there.
Et cetera, and there's power to that as well. That's part of the unity and with the relationship in general.
And this is the way to share a microphone.
And this is why I married
just
him.
Just when we're sharing the microphone in such a romantic way, you come up with another microphone.
Yeah. Well, good.
Well,
because
we'll wait.
I like this.
Good things come to those who wait.
It is good when he doms me, because then I sort of, the little bratty girl that wants to be right gets to go, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm not a girl. You're not my daddy. You're actually my husband. And I don't always have to be rough.
Cool thing is that, like, for me, by energetically releasing into that what is quote-unquote a submissive role and energy vibration, a lot of times the doming on my part actually happens by just being really, like, open to letting it play out the way it does.
Right. You guys seem like you're more married.
3 years, baby.
Three years.
It's a magic number.
Three's the charm, Trinity. You know? It's the Trinity. It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing. Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
3 years. I'm trying to remember when I was married 3 years. But it was good. It was great. It was just a whirlwind. You guys are very evolved for a 3-year marriage. I didn't start evolving into even celebrating our anniversary, I think, until number 10.
Well, remember you at your anniversary.
You met us at our 24th anniversary.
Exactly.
That's
and
right.
And you were so such an inspiration.
And you were wearing lavender yep. without knowing that that was the color
yep.
of the 24th anniversary.
So you're a big inspiration for why we celebrate our anniversary.
100%.
And even say that got married in general.
True.
Really. I really appreciate that.
It's true.
I love being part of your married life and part of your individual lives. And
yeah.
I mean, you were such a revelation at that 24th wedding anniversary. That was just so amazing, and it was when we had a big bacchanal,
and
you guys
Jeremy
were the stars for sure. There were a lot of stars. Ron Jeremy was there, Selena Minx was there, you know, Eric John, and God, there were so many hot people there, but you definitely starred.
That was fun.
I mean, aside from me and Matt.
Of course.
That's why we had to come here.
I knew it was going to be special. I had to go get an outfit just for you that day.
Thank you, Brendan Sharkey. Yeah. Brendan Sharkey, Brendan. Wherever you are. Where is he these days?
He's in L.A. He's on the west side of L.A. I literally just texted him earlier today.
Right.
Didn't hear back from him, but he's doing very well. And thank you, Brendan. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I mean, we met him accidentally in a grocery store. And he said, I know who would be great on your show.
There's never an accident.
You saved me. I mean, you know, you gave me a safe space after all of that wicked Hollywood shaming that I endured.
Now, for those of you who don't know, Danielle is a very famous actress.
Infamous.
Both. She starred in Weeds, the TV show, and also as the beautiful slave girl in Django Unchained, and also in a new movie called Everything is Free, which just got a great review in the Los Angeles Times.
It's true.
And
directed by Brian Jordan Alvarez.
Yeah.
And I also associate produced it. Can you?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, he was a lover of mine. And I kept wanting him to come on the show because I fell in love with you, and he was making a movie about sexual liberation, so I thought he should meet you. And I was so disappointed when he wouldn't come, but then it helped me kind of realize that, you know, we all have our streams to swim in. And
he was scared.
He was doing his own Hollywood thing, and he's on Will and Grace right now, and I love him. He just celebrated his birthday. I'm so happy for him.
He played.
He's
Will's husband.
This isn't.
On Will and Grace.
This isn't
he's Will's husband.
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Well,
and he's one of the.
This isn't his place to shine right now, and that's all right.
Right now, when you're on the downswing.
He's one
come
of the
on,
three.
Yeah.
He's one of the three Bryans too. Prior
so
to
in
me.
The meantime. By the way, at the time that Danielle and Chef Be Live came to our 24th wedding anniversary, where Be Live made a beautiful vegan cake.
Raw vegan.
Raw vegan.
Yep.
Yeah.
What I do.
And they had just kind of experienced an encounter with the LAPD.
Very true.
And so they were, even though just they're healers, they were kind of in need of healing because the LAPD can be kind of rough. And, I mean,
there's
you didn't
a
get
reason
killed or
it
anything.
Rhymes with PTSD. We'll just say that.
Yes. And you were just nicely having sex in the car.
Yeah, but
it wasn't moving. So you were not endangering the public.
Plus, we were very clothed.
Only in America.
Mm.
And actually,
in France, they would say that's okay.
Yeah, we got letters France, from people in France that just were totally incredulous that this could happen
all
in America.
The
they thought in America for sure you could fuck in your car. People were very surprised.
Yeah. Supposed to be the land of the free.
We were getting letters from all over the world, from South Africa, from China, from
America.
People saying, "Oh my God, what? We thought America was like this
place."
Well,
your car is your house, also.
Especially in Los Angeles.
For us.
I had an assistant in France, a very beautiful woman, and one night...
Shout out to Iman.
I didn't want to, because of this story I was going to tell.
No shout out to Iman.
It wasn't Iman. We went to dinner with this person and another person. And then the other person was going to go home, a guy. Mm-hmm. And Iman says, I'll just walk with him over there. I said, okay. And then time went by and more time went by. He was on a motorcycle, by the way. And more time went by, and then the person came back to the restaurant all smiley and happy. And I said, what's going on? What took so long? She says, oh, I give him his blue job.
I said, that's called French. French sex. It's called oral sex
blue
is
job.
French. Yeah.
I said, oh, just for the plaisir.
Plaisir. Le plaisir.
Yeah.
Liberté, égalité, fraternité, plaisir.
Okay.
Oh, and blowjob.
I also want to say something else. I want to shout out to my old magazine.
Yes.
I'm the only publisher in this country that published the Kotex issue.
Oh, the Kotex issue.
All there was in there was pictures of Kotex and tampons. And
That's right.
Was that the ladies' room?
No, that was not the ladies' room. And actually, my friend who I just met has a copy of it, so he's going to bring it to me.
Oh, he's going to bring it.
What was the name of it, Max?
It was called Love, the Kotex Issue.
Love, right. I love that you produced a magazine called Love.
Yes, he produced a magazine, published a magazine called Love, and then there's Hate. And then
there's Finger.
These are all separate magazines.
The publisher the printer wouldn't allow him to call it God, so it had to be called G. And
still, when it came off the presses, all the pressmen, oh my God. It didn't matter.
And that's why it's the perfect title. And then also The Ladies' Room and Annie Sprinkle's Hot Shit.
And the L.A. Star.
L.A. Star, of course. Let's have the speakeasy.
Wait, L.A.
Now,
Star?
Now, wait a second. Is this
Which one do you want? This one?
Yeah.
This one is all Mark.
This one's all Mark.
Max, you published L.A. Star? That was you?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Me and Paul Eberly and Shirley Eberly.
Oh, good. Now we have one more thing to brag to our friends about, or our the people we're seducing.
I remember being a young boy picking up the L.A. Star.
And I was prosecuted for that. I don't know how many times.
About 18, 19 years old.
We're distributing dirty magazines to little children. Yay!
So this magazine doesn't have any Kotex in it.
Which you won, right?
But
yep.
It is published by Prince Max, and it has a lot of different people in it, including yourselves. You are not the only ones in it, but I have marked some of
There's
the pictures
of you
that
in
you're
there.
In. There actually are a lot of pictures of you. So, there's
Zivu.
That's an amazing cover.
Spiritual Jester on
Instagram.
This one
I think we can show on Facebook.
That's my son.
As my tit falls out for the
paper. That's Danielle's stepson.
Okay. So this is the Son.
Spiritual Jester on Instagram.
And the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Stepmom.
The Holy Stepmom.
The Holy Stepmom, right, absolutely. So I'll keep that in there. And I have another...
All of a sudden, I want to release the holy water.
Oh, now this one we cannot show on Facebook.
I
want to show it to Max. This is a Lupercalia.
Oh, I remember that.
And this might be the reason that Jeff Bezos would not publish it. Even though there's a flower here over Belive's flailing penis.
But there is another reason in the front, too, that we should show.
Yeah, I'll show the other thing. But Danielle is completely naked.
As Vladimir Putin.
Putting her Putin mask on and about to do a fabulous job as Putin. And there's another picture of a penis here, though, that could be the reason that Bezos would not publish this magazine.
All this conversation about Bezos makes me want to pee in a cup.
That's his penis right here.
And there he is.
There he is.
Aww. Whose penis is that?
Bezos.
Jeff's.
Oh, I forgot about that night. That was a fabulous night.
And yeah, right. He was there in Bonoboville. And so he doesn't want to, publish it. But it's available on our site. at drsusanblock.com. And here's Danielle getting spanked for Spanksgiving. I think this can be shown on Facebook.
With bunny ears on.
Maybe not.
That was the Thanksgiving I decided to wear bunny ears.
You know, you're like that, Danielle. Spanksgiving and you wear bunny ears. And for Easter, you know, you dress up as a turkey. No, not really. But
I always wanted to be a bunny, though, and I felt like I had to do it then or, you know.
You did. And let's see.
Jump at the opportunity.
So this is us at, this is totally Facebook friendly.
DonCon.
This is us, or not DonCon, this is AdultCon.
AdultCon, that's right.
You are getting spanked here, Danielle, and the live is leaning up against me. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Yeah. And here's BeLive's butt.
Oh, that is definitely my butt.
And Danielle is over here.
Yeah.
Right. What is Danielle doing?
I think Danielle's she's asking her some secrets. She's asking.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you. You got to get on your mic. Where's your mic? Did you take
she's
your mic?
She's asking
with
Sunshine.
You?
She's peeing in a cup, and I said, you can just go to the bathroom. And then she started laughing at me.
It's because I felt like this environment was liberating.
I inspired her.
The feminist performance artist in me. And
no, she does that everywhere.
Are you pulling a tampon out? Or?
No, I said she's peeing in a cup.
Oh, you peed in the cup.
And I told her she can go to the bathroom, and then she started laughing at me.
Are you going
to
use it now?
No, but I just, you know, the first show, one of the first shows we were on, there was an anal artist, and I was blown away at how liberating it was that she stuck that marker up her asshole and just drew a picture, and all of this conversation about
Catherine Imperio,
about freedom of speech, just made the feminist in me want to fucking pee in a cup and
it looks like water.
Hold it in my hand.
It's more like a full glass.
It looks like water too. It's so clear.
I've been well hydrated today.
You have, and you haven't taken any vitamins.
I probably need to take some vitamins. Or I don't know. I feel.
Or you absorbed all the ones. You
can tell she's very healthy.
I feel great, and I feel liberated, and I feel like.
I think you female ejaculated.
It looks like you're about to do some uropathy, and uropathy is when people drink their own urine.
I was.
By the way, Facebook, that's not what you think it is. It's just water.
Yeah, it's just water. Facebook, freedom of speech.
Water.
Just
agua.
Water.
Agua.
Anyway, here's a picture of you.
Oh.
You want to come see your
Cheers,
picture?
Yes. I did get very turned on
your kiss
talking about our marriage, so maybe that inspired my vagina to secrete
but
something.
But you just see BeLive's hat here.
Oh, that's right. You can see my nose.
You can see your nose.
I'm having... okay, there's too many obstacles.
Come on over here.
Okay, I don't want to spill it, but I also don't want to flash my breast to Facebook, so is this all right?
Okay.
Is this Commedia dell'arte now?
Yes, it is.
No, but I like it. Here, watch. Don't help me, husband.
But don't stick your umbrella into Marilyn.
Okay, but look how ridiculous this is. I'm hiding for Facebook
we
my
very
breast
much appreciate the
while holding
such
my...
You're just like Arlecchino.
Yes.
Like Arlecchino. Yeah.
You are.
I am a modern...
And I can't show this to Facebook because your boobie is showing. But I can show it to drsusanblock.tv. Woo! There she is. And
okay, now you can take the cup because I'm tired of blocking my breast. Facebook, I'm
and there
sorry.
We are. Okay, and there's a bunch of other pictures. You're probably in more, but those are the ones that I found right off the bat. And so here you go.
It's so hard for me to keep my clothes on your show, Dr.
I know,
Susie.
I'm soon you won't.
It's
have
like
to.
One
I
of the great challenges
this
of
is,
my life.
An anniversary gift.
Oh, yeah. Thank
Speak
you
easy,
so much.
Magazine.
Yay.
On both cheeks, we're French. One more, and one more if we're Toulouse. Toulouse is four kisses.
Test.
Kawaii.
Yeah.
I love how Abe was in the background saying, don't spill that pee.
I wish I knew words in French that were sexy that I could say.
And then there's French kissing. Good thing she didn't pee in her mouth.
Oh, gross.
I did not, and I.
I saw her take a drink.
No, I did not. Although you know, sure. If
I
need to give them something
her,
to talk
didn't.
About, you know. Ooh. You've been doing that for so many years, giving them something to talk about. The ubiquitous
Let's give them. The ubiquitous to talk them. About. That's true. I give. Everybody has something to talk about. I try to get people talking. I
that
like talking,
Ray,
but
song.
I like even better to listen to people and what they have to say. So I instigate.
I like talking, but I like singing. And all of a sudden, my heart is ringing for you, Dr. Susie, and all of France.
Frère Jacques, Frère Jacques.
I see London, I see France.
Sunny Lamartine.
I'm not wearing underpants.
I think you're going to have to get spanked for that with a baguette.
Yes, please. Tell me which way to turn so I don't offend them.
You should turn
the sensors.
That's Facebook over there, so you're perfect.
Yeah.
There's a place in France where the naked ladies dance.
Oh, this is where the show gets interesting.
Okay, so Facebook does not show anything except the baguette. Well, you can show the baguette. Right? Is she showing up there? She's got her grass skirt on.
My skirt's falling down.
You can just film my reaction.
So it sort of ruins the waistline I had planned when it was all...
And you broke the baguette.
Everything's falling
naughty
off.
Naughty girl!
I am you a naughty
girl!
Broke
the baguette!
Oh, yeah, sure.
You broke the baguette!
It's kind of like a cross
that actually
between...
hurts. It does hurt.
It's like a cross between spanking and squashing.
Can I take my clothes off now, Mommy, please?
What time is it?
Like
nobody tells me.
The last half hour.
Wait, is anybody talking on Facebook right now? Because if they're asking questions.
No, not yet.
Oh my God.
I keep begging them to ask a question.
Well,
Tim Lee
that told you guys happy anniversary. I said, do you have any questions, Tim Lee? He said, not particularly. I will share that although I have many options with multiple women throwing themselves at me, I find it rather satisfying and deeply intimate, pleasing myself until someone seeks and finds and thrives on me to ripen me.
Wow. Well, that's quite
that
a statement.
That is a run-on sentence.
That's practically a question right there.
Begging the question.
So he has women throwing themselves at him.
According to him.
You know, and of course, on Facebook, you're supposed to be yourself. So I guess everyone has women throwing themselves at them on Facebook. But he prefers to, you know, play with his baguette by himself.
If you're really good at it, you don't want other people, right?
I mean, you guys.
I don't agree.
This
with
is
that.
A question.
I don't agree.
Okay. Really, if you're really good at masturbation, and I don't know if you are, but does that mean you don't want to have sex with a partner?
This is the worst because you've now started talking about masturbation, which makes it even harder for me to keep my clothes on.
Each person's different, so I think...
Right. And I want to pout about the fact that it's fucking Facebook.
Well, I was masturbating Danielle.
That you were banned from
that I've been banned from for the last 30 days. And, you know,
naughty
I'd rather
girl.
Have a good show that you can play somewhere else other than fucking Facebook and that people will pay for. We can. I don't know. It's not even about money. It's about... The art. Be Live is fingering
me like
right
fingering
now.
Her
so
now. I'm literally masturbating.
No, he's
right
not.
Now.
I mean, he's
no,
not.
No,
Be
no,
Live
no.
is giving me the I don't know the
middle finger.
The he's pointing me in the right direction, and what I'm saying is it's causing me to be very talkative, and angsty, and I love Facebook, but I hate them. Because everyone's on there, and yet you have to, you present. So I'm just going to use Twitter now.
Twitter's better.
Twitter's
I mean,
fun.
At least then I don't have to self-censor myself to talk to people who want a censored world. Like, I don't live in that world. I'm naked in my house all the time. All of my friends are super sexual.
The only thing about Twitter is I don't think you can do a long video like you can do on Facebook Live.
It's true.
So you can only do these shorties,
short clips,
quickies.
But then you sacrifice your ability to feel like you have freedom of speech, which feels like a little bit, as you can tell my body language, I'm slowly curling myself into a little ball on BeLive's.
I see that.
Can I say dick on Facebook?
I am going to punish Trump right now.
Oh, can we spank Mark Zuckerberg
because,
too?
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg is... I wish I had a
I
Mark
Zuckerberg, spank Mark Zuckerberg.
Kind of a doll. I should get a Mark Zuckerberg doll.
Yeah, we should, and I'll come back and give him a fucking spanking with my
clitoris.
That'll
be someone who Danielle will want to spank.
Make America eat again. I think I'm going to just...
Danielle loves Trump, but she
you know, because the thing is, he took the worst of France, like Macron's Bastille Day military parade,
and French fries, and he rejected the best of France, like French champagne. And so, whack, whack, whack.
I could. And France's gift to us, right? The Statue of Liberty, right?
Well, that was France's gift to us.
Yeah, France.
And he doesn't appreciate the Statue of Liberty because, you know, it says, give me your tired and your poor. And he sends America's best Christian, Mike Pence, over to these concentration camps. And Mike Pence just looks like he wants to say, Mommy, where's my vomit bag? I can't take this anymore.
Also, his jacket was too big.
Oh, Mike Pence's jacket was way too big.
It was awful.
Not French fashion.
It was like a masturbation jacket.
Hello,
which covers
Anna.
Your, you know, your stuff.
Anyway, we know you love Trump.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got distracted because...
Oh, that's okay. I'm actually okay with that.
Okay, I'm thirsty.
Do you still love Trump?
I
know you love everybody, but do you have a particular love?
In this particular moment, I would love some water.
Okay.
She almost a drink or urine.
Water. But not for... I'm not saying that to you, Dr. Susie. I'm saying that, like, in the direction of anybody who
you
could...
You know,
I just peed in it.
She almost drank
she
it on accident.
She peed in her
I
water
peed
cup.
In my water cup.
So there.
So I'll give them something to talk about eventually.
That's the song you should sing.
I'll give you something to talk about. Oh, speaking of Trump, though, I...
What was that?
You know, I'm more in love with my husband now than I am Trump, thank God.
Oh, good.
I had a little fetish there
I was
with
wondering
him for
before.
A while.
She's still a big fan of Trump, though.
You know, I like these big fluffy balls. I find them...
They're easy to whack.
They're cute.
Yeah, I like that they're pink.
And since he has accidents sometimes, we have a puppy pee pad created by Jeffrey Valance. Actually, we should have had you sitting on one because you have
one.
Thank you, Anna. I love you. Can I give you a kiss?
I know Facebook can't see this view, but this is a pretty good view where I'm at.
You've got the best
I've got all the curves.
Yeah, I've got this little tiki
just something
skirt,
nice to look
this
at.
Grass skirt. That, because, you know, black people always say, like, don't show your ass because you got to make the race look proud or whatever. And so I thought the first thing I would do tonight is show my ass and still be a proud or whatever shining example of what a human being can be.
Well, you have a great ass.
And I have a great ass. Because we're all naked underneath our clothes.
Yes, indeed.
Plus your brown skin.
And who is the beautiful black dancer that wore dress?
Josephine
Baker.
And she was...
Josephine Baker, and she wore bananas.
And she was welcomed into France.
Into France.
So subconsciously, that's why
I
wore
why
my little
wore
tribal... Sunshine, do you think you could tie me up so I can stop holding my shirt up with my arms?
That's an offer.
Tie me up. We had a tie-her-upper before. Ligotage.
Because I do respect Facebook and all that it's been in my life, and I'd like to share with them without
getting banned again.
And also not having to have such an arm workout, because holding up my shirt with my armpits isn't the sexiest thing, and I'd like to be sexy, Dr. Susie.
Yes, you are sexy no matter what.
Facebook was our
first... always sexy.
Danielle, Facebook was our first interaction.
Oh, this looks like a perfect dress now.
You know, that's your blessing and your curse. Your sexiness.
Oh.
Your sexiness.
It's a
You're
curse,
too sexy
really.
For the room. Or not this room. This room is great. But for the general room, for the world has a problem keeping up with you.
Oh, my goodness. I just realized that now I have the quote that Dr. Susan Block said, I'm too sexy for the room. I'm going to milk that one as long as I can in all of my press materials.
Yeah, you should. And... I mean, you know, you should be on regular mainstream TV shows.
I just have pictures of
she would if
my
she
legs spread and my pussy out on Twitter, and I don't know if that's something that mainstream actresses currently do.
That's probably why your friend wasn't on my show.
Probably. I think he...
But look who came to see you.
You know.
Betsy is right
Betsy.
Here. Betsy. No, she's going
Betsy's
over,
always naked,
over
too.
To Anna.
I never had clothes on.
I tell my mom that my body is a celebration of the living God, and that my naked body and every expression of my naked body is a reflection of God. And so putting my legs spread on Twitter with Be Live's hard penis, my husband, who
kind
I love, like I love God, for the world to see is a testament of my love for everything. And,
yes,
and it's beyond God. It's life. So
can I get an amen?
I don't need to polarize anybody. I love life.
Yes, indeed.
And I love the vagina that birthed me and the penis that dropped its seed into it to give me life and the orgasm, hopefully, that resulted in my existence. And so I'd like to celebrate that for the world to see. Yes, my father definitely did. And that's an honoring of my parents.
Did
of
you
my,
ever ask your mother, did she have an orgasm when you know, she was conceiving you?
Now I maybe should. I will. Before she dies,
I'm gonna
I will
ask
definitely ask her that question.
You asked yours?
I'm going to ask her.
Oh, you're going to ask her now.
Now right. that you brought
and
it
while
up,
while she's
ask.
Still living. While she's still living.
Well, you got to do it
while well, she's living.
That's a question I shall ask.
Something I can never ask my mom.
Thank you for bringing that up for me, Dr. Susie. Be Live, you can always astral project and have a lucid dream.
Oh, yes, I just
where
felt
you
she
talk
was
to
coming.
Where you talk to your
coming.
Mother about whether or not she came when she had you. That is a very real metaphysical.
I literally just felt the orgasm she had as she was.
Oh, yeah. You know, like that gal who wrote the vagina monologues just wrote a book in her father's voice, and her father's dead.
Yeah.
So you can do that. Except, you know, I'm still for, like, somehow provable facts and stuff, so it would be nice to actually get the fact from
See,
your mother.
I'm totally...
Or at least her memory.
Yes. I'm on the... I love you for balancing me there. I'm on the... you know, eat some dream herbs like mugwort and have a lucid dream where you contact your mother from the other side and find out what the sex was like with your dad, you know?
Yeah.
But that's just the witch in me, and you've been a witch a lot longer than I have, so I'm just trying to catch up with you.
Well, but you have an opportunity. Your mother is alive.
Oh, of course, I'm going to talk to her. I'm just saying for Be Live.
What are the chances that she actually remembers that exact actual experience?
I'm telling you, you can go into the astral realm and you can ask Donna what the sex was like.
If you call and ask her...
I'm going to ask Gloria in physical 3D reality.
But your dad and mom were probably having sex like every night or a couple times a day or, you know, who knows? Your mom, oh gosh, I was orgasming
no,
all
I think
the time.
A lot of people like, remember when they conceived.
You know,
all
my
I'm
mother
saying
died
is
when I was 18, and I had
hey,
a,
I got a weird story. Can I tell my weird
story?
Yes,
please tell
your weird story.
I've walked in on my mom and all three of her husbands.
Whoa.
Not at the same time.
Oh, okay. I was just going to say.
But three separate times. Damn. Like one time my mom and dad. Yeah, damn, Abraham got excited. He was like, oh, wow, all at the same time? No, my mom and my dad, and then my mom and her second husband, and then my mom and her third husband.
Wow.
Let me fix you.
How was that? How old were you?
My mom and my dad, I think I was like three. I was small. Okay. No, I was like six.
That almost doesn't count.
Oh, okay. No, this is, okay. My mom and dad, I walked in on them. After they were divorced.
Ah.
That is a weird thing. I don't think either one of them are going to watch this, hopefully.
How old were you?
I think I was six.
Oh,
I'm
my goodness.
Sure. Six,
and
yeah.
then
how
the
did
other
you feel? Do you remember?
I was just like, whoa, they're like, my mom was on the bed, and my dad was taking her pants off, and I was like, oh, he doesn't live here anymore. Why is this happening?
Wow, dude, that's quite advanced that you had those thoughts. Like, he doesn't live anymore. Why? Wow, that's cool.
I was pretty smart for a kid.
Yeah, when obviously. I was five, I used to make my Barbie dolls fuck each other.
I think everybody did.
And how
yeah,
old
yeah.
And
yeah.
How
oh, God, I thought
by
I was
way,
special.
I got these
okay. No, it was special for
France.
Them. It was special for them.
This is something
you're
I
right, it was special.
In France. This is the piggies. And they are, I mean, we can show this on Facebook? I don't know. This is our camera. It is the year of the pig.
Yeah, you know. A pig right here.
You're a pig?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
It's, a golden, it's the year of the golden boar, and I'm a metal boar, which is even more like, yay.
Piggies. Yeah. Well,
pig boar, same thing.
You know, piggies can be very cute and kind of smart in human terms. And the French certainly love their piggies, you know,
the pork.
So, just in case you were wondering where I got the piggies, France!
And since they're French, they're very well-cultured and
so
classy.
So now...
Does anyone know how to say pig in French?
Are we...
Seven minutes. And then,
we have 7 minutes.
And then a half hour.
And then I can take my shirt off?
And then Danielle's going to take her shirt off. And by the way, let me just say that you can watch all of the nudité for free on drsuzy.tv. It's true. But you have to spell my name right. drsuzy.tv or drsusanblock.tv. Just switch right over there. I would do it in 6 minutes.
Yeah, or Bonoboville. You can go to
Bonoboville. It's both Bonoboville. Free. Bonoboville.com.
Or get ready. Do it now. Get ready.
Right.
You got to sign up. You got to give us your email. We won't spam you.
Now, by the way, while we're not naked, I want to give a shout out to Women Fitness Magazine.
Whoa.
For kind of thanking me for virtually inventing phone sex therapy, right?
Yeah,
I certainly didn't invent phone sex, and I certainly didn't invent sex therapy, but I kind of put them together in the late 1980s, early 1990s, and nobody else was doing that. And somehow this women's fitness magazine recognize that. It's kind of amazing. And so I just want to thank you.
Women Fitness.
It's for and you know what? It's good for
it's
women, speaking
show.
Of masturbation. Yeah. Phone sex, it's safe. It's sapiosexual. You know what that means, right?
No, please tell me.
You don't know what sapiosexual
stimulates your
sapio means to know.
Sapio means to know. Very good. And we're Homo sapiens, which means we know we like homosexuals. No, it means that, you know, we're smart. Humans think we're smart. Actually, I'm not so sure about that. That baguette might be smarter than a lot of humans, and certainly these piggies. But the idea of sapio means to be turned on by a smart person or a smart thing to say. So when you're sapiosexual, you're turned on by intelligence. You're turned on by conversations, having a conversation-gasm, stories, fantasies, revelations, opening up, revealing yourself. This is what you do in phone sex therapy. And unlike regular phone sex where all you do is come, you also learn about yourself and you evolve. And unlike sex therapy, where you're not allowed to touch yourself, or you're not allowed to let the sex therapist know you're touching yourself, and you're not allowed to tell the sex therapist, hey, I'm attracted to you, or hey, I'm turned on by this. You're not allowed to do that. In phone sex therapy, you are allowed to do it all. And you're allowed to talk about anything, even the most taboo subjects that, honestly, I'm a little bit afraid to talk about on Facebook. But... just look at drsusanblockinstitute.com/taboo, and you'll see some of those subjects. And, yeah, they might have to do with pigs. But...
Congratulations,
you know, it's the power of the imagination.
And,
you know...
It's the power of the imagination, you know? It's
the power of the imagination. Yes, indeed. And it does, you know, heal. It's a healing force, and that's what it says in the Women Fitness magazine. That's why it's in a magazine called Women Fitness, because it's about healing.
Yeah.
It's not just about having fun, although it certainly is about having fun. It's not just about evolving, although it certainly is that. It's about combining the evolution of your psyche with the power of Eros. Eros and psyche are the great lovers. And Eros is, of course, all about sex. Psyche is about the mind and the feelings. And when you combine them in phone sex therapy, you create, you know, a beautiful romance. With yourself, maybe? Or with the person you're talking to. Yes, Max.
I don't know. Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone. Dr. Susie invented telephone sex therapy.
Wow. Took it to an all new level.
Wow.
And I have to say, I had a lot of phone sex with one Prince Maximilian.
Oh.
Before we had regular sex, which was really cool. By the way, I recommend that. It's not for everybody. But we learned about each other through phone sex so that when we finally did get together physically, we knew all these things. Right. We didn't have to ask.
I had to get more minutes on my phone.
Oh, yeah. I had to get more minutes.
I didn't charge you.
I didn't charge.
I should have, probably. I would have made a lot of money. But, you know, not in those days.
Well, okay. A lifetime of being each other's servants in the highest.
We are. We are each other's servants. And masters. Yep.
It's quite fascinating.
And captains.
Dr. Susie.
And all I can say is happy third anniversary. You've got a lot to look forward to. We've been together, well, over 27 years, but we've been married 27 years. So it gets better. And have we now used up that period of time? Okay.
Dr. Susie.
Yes.
Regarding your phone sex therapy, the inventing it and whatnot, I remember on the car ride over here, I was telling the car, everyone in it, I was explaining how you were one of the first and the inventor, from what I understood, of phone sex therapy. And
you were.
How you were the most famous phone sex therapist. And I had someone in the car was actually disagreeing with me.
Oh. Well, I didn't
invent
phone sex.
People out like that. No, no, somebody was disagreeing with me.
Who'd they say invented phone sex therapy?
I said that you were one of the biggest phone sex therapists in the world.
And they said somebody's bigger.
Had been doing it the long...
So who'd they say is the biggest?
There was no, the person was just like, I don't know about that. I don't think so. Like, I don't know.
Oh, just sort of doubting Thomas.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, speaking of doubting Thomas, Danielle, you would like this.
Yeah.
This is our Last Supper pillow. And you should lie on this and, you know, enjoy it. And maybe when we turn off we're not going to turn off the Facebook cameras. We're just going to turn them somewhere. And this is like a special pillow that we got downtown.
So can I put my vagina on it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're not menstruating, right?
No.
I don't know that Jesus wants... Although he might.
Is Mary
Magdalene?
He did offer his blood to the disciples at the Last Supper.
The blood.
It's actually a shame that I'm not menstruating. That
and the body.
Yes.
is Mary in that picture?
Oh, my God.
And she's on the Jesus pillow.
I'm getting all the good views.
I think the Facebook camera is now looking at Be Live, looking at his wife.
Can you spank her? Can you spank her with the Jesus dildo? Uh-huh.
Oh, and the Jesus dildo.
Oh my God!
Here's the Jesus dildo. God.
I'm sorry.
Spank with the Jesus dildo. We're spanking with it all.
What are you sorry for?
I'm sorry for being a doubting Thomas. I'm so sorry.
Oh, were you the one that said that, Danielle? Oh, you are going to get it.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're the one.
Well, maybe she's just saying that because she wants to be beat with the
baguette. No, it's
true.
With your baguette and your...
You naughty, naughty girl.
Dr. Susie.
How could you doubt my powers?
You're helping me believe.
Okay.
You're converting her now.
Mm. Whack, 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 whack. You naughty girl.
Can I give her one as well?
Oh, yeah.
Please.
But lightly. Did I say lightly?
That was lightly.
Oh, was that light enough?
It felt good.
Oh, it felt good. She liked it. Yeah. Do it another time.
Oh, another one? Okay.
You don't want to do it again? Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Come back here.
Okay.
On this side. I like the way you got the mic and the baguette. Although the mic should be under the baguette. Like that, yeah.
Oh, you're funny.
Wow.
Whoa, whoa. I Yeah, you are. That one's
quite a position. And now, of course, we can undo this.
Uh-huh. Oh, because it's so.
We can release you from Facebook. Your prison.
I kind of wish this baguette was a penis. But I did actually have a lot of guilt about eating bread for a while, so.
Jesus. Somehow bless Jesus. That.
But it's Jesus in this case.
Oh, in this case, it's Jesus. Okay.
Yes. So. And it's Bastille Day on top of Jesus. It's like. Bastille Day, Jesus, everything.
This is reminding me that we just got invited to shoot a porno on the Egyptian pyramids.
It's true.
Oh, wow.
It's true.
But
really?
We're considering the offer because it's a little scary.
You want to pay Danielle $70,000 and me $50,000.
Scary as in you're afraid of heights or scary as in...
And fly you first class?
Fly us to first class. Put
wow.
Us in hotels.
Scary because I don't know these people and I...
And bail. And you got to have bail.
No,
and you're in Egypt.
Yeah, right.
And you hear all of these stories about, you know, things that happen in countries, like foreign countries, and it paints a certain picture that that's going to happen to you. And if you, maybe it wouldn't, like maybe we would just get $50,000 and shoot some amazing, like, footage of us having
the pictures they showed us were, like, beautiful. It was really intriguing.
Sexual intercourse or making love or whatever, you know, sharing our bodies in a divine way next to the pyramids. That
yeah,
could
I almost
be...
want to do
so
it, like,
are you
going right
to do
now.
It? Are you
like,
going to do it?
I mean, it just popped into my head right France? Now as I was
I wanna do like a
getting really turned on, so maybe
it's
I want to
your anniversary. Feel free.
Oh, that's right. I can get naked too, huh?
You can get naked. Now, now we're...
It's over.
The Facebook camera was showing you. Who should it show
and I'm
now?
I'm over here now, so hey.
Who's in charge of the Facebook camera? Oh, maybe we should show...
The Facebook camera is that one. What's like it showing the couch.
It's showing... what is it showing?
It's showing the green couch.
Why don't
the empty
show
couch.
Outside the forest?
You could show the forest outside.
Yeah.
Yes, the forest outside. Oh, yeah. Whoa! Oh, now she's getting spanked by the real thing.
By the real
a baguette. A real baguette.
A real baguette.
Yeah.
See, I think we could do it.
Oh, you could definitely do it.
I think both of us could pull it off, you know?
You know, and sometimes Susie, in this capitalist society, money is an aphrodisiac.
Right.
I mean, and... Oh my God! Dr.
And the pyramids? The pyramids are definitely an
it's beautiful. The pyramids,
Cleopatra, you know. Nefertiti.
You know, if it was just you
really,
by yourself,
really
I would say don't do it. But you as
Nefertiti,
a couple, going, I think it's fine.
And Cleopatra, then,
like,
Nefertiti.
And then the part of me that just wants to be an interdimensional, like, traveler who can travel through space and time, and I feel like the Egyptians were into that shit.
Yeah, like King Tut.
Yeah.
He's still with us.
So it turns me on that maybe I might go to the pyramids and, like, gain some supernatural fucking powers.
You will. I know you
exactly.
will.
Exactly. Hey,
I
you
know you will. You're already pretty super.
We have some
encouragement. You're super girl. You are. But you could always get more super.
Yeah.
And I think that the pyramids are a very high place. Right. Oh, yeah.
That's great.
This bread is actually comforting.
We've never done this on... Yeah. I've never gotten hard with that. Like, we had that one Amanda Blow. Like, she gave me a blowjob on
she
the
did.
Show. But I've never been hard other than that.
Are you hard right now?
That's pretty hard. Well,
it looks kind of
right, but you're the judge. You're the wife.
I mean, I wasn't sure if you were, like, slapping me trying to get it hard or if you... No, you are.
No, you turn me on.
Hard.
I'm glad I
as
still
hard
turn
as a
you
baguette.
On because...
This is your anniversary.
This is
your
anniversary. We married before
this is
God.
How can I not? How can I not have? How can she not turn me on?
And
I know.
I'm more turned on by him than anyone these days. You know, as open and bonobo as we are, I find myself bored with other men, and I mean, I like flirting with them, but I don't.
Right, and you do have a pansexual relationship.
Yes.
But I don't
it's
want.
Kind of open.
I don't really want their penises inside me. I like fantasizing about it. I like thinking that I could, like, somehow.
How about this baguette?
Make my husband jealous by fucking another cock, a big cock.
Because she'd
like,
already did that.
But
so
I
it's
did
like...
so much of that already, and I happen to have a love affair with his cock. I mean, you know, there's so many things that could happen in this life, and. I'm open to the myriad possibilities of the future, but I am very turned on by his body and his cock, and I like that it still gets hard for me, even though it looks like it's slightly drooping. Maybe well, I should put my mouth on it.
I'm talking a lot. Yeah,
I'm talking a lot. I'm giving a goddamn fucking monologue. Why? I mean, I'd like to believe I could speak poetry and my intellect would just turn you on, but it's not as exciting as
it's
my
a
mouth.
Body, mind, and soul thing.
Yeah, so I got to give a little less mouth and a little more mouth than another.
You got to balance it all out.
She likes sucking on the microphones.
I talk a lot.
I'll hold the mic.
Mic away from me so I can just
no I want to hear the same make sounds.
All right, it would actually calm me, I think, to put my mouth on his penis right now.
Okay,
all right,
I'm like a pacifier.
Calm yourself.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna calm myself. Okay.
I like pacifiers.
I'm gonna put the mic over here so
because she wants to hear the sucking sound.
It's actually kind of soundless.
Am I
don't worry.
I just worry that, like, even though he's my husband, that somehow I'm being a bad girl.
You are. And we love it. Like Mae West. Especially. When I'm good, I'm very good. But when I'm bad, I'm better.
And I mean, come on. Like,
when are you stopping?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Remember, she's a performer, first of all.
I'm a performer. And I have a little Mae West.
And bad in everything.
And I fucking... I was a Hollywood actress.
I'm amazed. That's the first time you've sucked cock on my show.
It's true.
You know what it is? I get bored. I get bored being some artificial version of myself. And I played all the roles Hollywood could offer me. And this is just another fucking role. Being married is a role. I mean, everybody who's married knows that. It's an amazing role, but it's still a fucking role. So I might as well make things interesting for myself and the rest of the world by sucking my husband's cock while people are filming and watching it.
Amen.
That's
and
way
amen.
More interesting than having to say some lines that somebody else wrote for me.
Say it, Danielle.
I mean, I'd like that too. I mean, if someone wants to write me lines, I'll probably say them, but I'd rather just say my own lines and suck my own cock.
Yes. Well,
or my husband's cock.
In this case.
But in this case, I'm talking. I should shut up.
You could call it your cock. I don't mind.
You can talk every once in a while.
I know. It's like talking and then sucking. More sucking than talking. I like to talk so much. When I was little, my family said I was like a little
bit. She
knew this at home. I do talk a lot. It's bad.
No. It's not bad. It's just.
But my family did say I was like a little Miss Oprah when I was
You've got a good 3-year solid marriage. It is not bad.
Yeah.
You're a good wife.
She sure
whiff.
Is. She's the best.
Whiff it.
She's whiff.
Whiffing it. Whoa. Yeah, whoa. Take off that.
Oh, man. Shit.
Oh.
Who knows what's going to happen next?
Yes.
I feel like I deserve to do this.
You do.
I got married.
You're married. You have done the deed, the traditional conservative thing. You got married. You married a guy and you're his only wife. It's not like a Mormon thing. And, you know, you're kissing, French kissing.
Oh, they're so
into it. Oh, it's so beautiful. This is marriage.
I gotta balance it out. I can't.
Balance it out.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, they balance it. Be yourself. You're a star. Not totally a porn star and not like any other actress.
It's like Britney Spears, not yet a girl, not yet a woman. I'm an actress, not yet a porn star. But every
you're a performance artist.
Yes,
performance artist.
And you're beautiful. And you're very sapiosexual. In addition to having a fantastic body.
Yeah.
Right now, I just feel like an animal, Dr. Susie. I don't even feel like
you are an animal. We
sexy
are all
person
animals.
Or
I got in trouble for saying that humans are animals at ASEX.
I feel like an animal, and I feel like I'm here. Oh my God, I feel like I'm here with like the bonobos. Like,
you are.
With my eyes closed, I feel like I'm surrounded by these wonderful creatures who just want to love and be loved and bask in the jungle of heaven.
Yes.
And I don't want to open my eyes and see that there are human beings and they're not monkeys. But for a second I was really transported to another place where there were where I was a monkey.
You're an ape, not a monkey.
Okay, an ape, a great ape.
We are.
A great ape.
You are beautiful. You are a beautiful animal, and we have to get in touch with our animal nature or we're going to destroy the earth.
I mean, you have to be a performance artist and an animal to be able to hold a microphone and suck a cock like an animal.
And know the difference. Know the difference between the mic and the cock. That's really a talent.
This is a sex toy, this microphone. This is an animal toy.
It sure is.
This is a toy that an animal plays with, like a... I don't know, what do animals play with?
Animals?
Oh, the bonobos play with other animals. I mean, the bonobos play with
other
cocks,
bonobos.
Right? I'm embarrassed. Oh, I mean,
don't
literally,
be embarrassed.
I'm saying I'm literally, my ass is bare. My bare, I'm bare ass.
Okay. Well, I'll just spank the other
side.
Oh
my God!
I was telling her that because she almost like sat on it. I was like, if you sat on it, then you could have the microphone in your mouth the whole time.
I'm embarrassed. I lost myself for a second, and then I like woke up and I looked. I had my eyes closed. Yeah, so I was all scared, and I looked, and then I'm like, oh, there are human beings in this room, like.
And but we're all apes. We're all animals, and we're all like very turned on and very grateful.
Aww.
Very grateful for you sharing so much with us on your anniversary. Very
big show for us. Yay, we all get to see the 3-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary. 3 years.
It's an unforgettable anniversary.
Many more years. I love you.
Aww, this is love. This is love and making love, both. And you're not even tripping.
No, tonight I
you had a little edible.
A little bit of that gummy edible thing.
Yeah, but that was very small.
I'm tripping on life. I'm alive.
You are very much alive, and you're in the prime of your life. And you're sharing, and you're a teacher, and you're a performance artist and a great teacher of love. And you've just scored another win of most bonobo couple, which is the greatest
The French kissing,
the greatest
award,
honor of all humanity,
the greatest honor of all humanity, but also the greatest honor of the Dr. Susan Block Show, definitely. Oh my God, you have outdone yourself.
Woo! You've outdone yourself.
Wow. Yeah. Oh yeah. Woo. Boom. Here's a bonobo. You're just kidding. She doesn't really mean it. Are you going to come now?
I like the bonobo. I like watching the bonobo. It's so cute.
Yeah. Oh. Bonobo's hanging out with you.
And he's blue like my open third eye.
Whoa, I'll hold the mic.
Oh, thank you. That's such an honor to have you hold the mic for me.
Well, I don't want you to have to hold it. And I know you like to talk. And you should never stop talking. Except occasionally. When you have a cock in your mouth, Yeah, occasionally. Occasionally. But you're a beautiful talker. You have so much wisdom to share. So much truth. So much... authenticity. I hate that word in a way. It's so overused. But you really have that. You really, really do. And everyone feels it. Whether you're naked or not, but certainly when you're naked,
well,
it's amazing.
I'd like to... Oh, you're holding it for
I'm
me.
I'm holding it for you.
I just relax.
And talk.
And talk.
Or moan. Or laugh. No.
I just think that I'm a testament. I want to say this into the whatever camera is. For the record,
this camera.
I think this is a testament to the power of dramatic arts programs in schools.
Yes.
Because you learn that life is a dramatic art, a big play, and that You have the freedom to be the role that you want. We're all playing the role we want to play.
As Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage. It is. Yeah, and you know, going to theater school or acting school helps you to come out and act on that stage.
Yes.
Sometimes.
It enlightens you. It helps you find your light on the world stage.
But not all actors really learn that.
No.
Well, I fucking did.
No, you sure did.
I'm saying I learned that every moment with every breath, you know.
You do. You learned it in acting school. You learned it from your daddy. You learned it from your mommy. You learned it from your hubby. And
from my Dr. Susie.
Well, I'm glad you said that. I was gonna. But no, you learn it from your life. You are an extraordinary human being. An extraordinary animal, Danielle Watts. Yes. You're a bonobo and you're a tiger. And you're a human. And this is your anniversary. This is you're celebrating with your husband.
You know? And the entire energetic organism that is life. I feel that my joy and my jouissance, is
your joie.
Is a reflection of the feeling that I feel connected to everything that has ever existed and that ever will exist.
Wow. Well, that's what a lot of like yogi people say, but I feel that you are actually experiencing that. You know, I hear that a lot, you know, but you are doing it. You are doing it. You are feeling it. You are sharing it. You are sharing it with the congregation of the little love church of the Bonobo Way in the new village of Bonoboville. And, you know, we've done a few shows here, but I feel in many ways that you have baptized the little love church of the Bonobo Way in your pee, in your juices, in your juiciness. You have baptized us, and we are so grateful.
That's a sapiosexual orgasm.
That was a sapiosexual orgasm.
Yes,
whoa.
Yes,
beautiful. A sapiosexual orgasm. Through the power of fingering. Right? I told you, whether it's 4th of July or Bastille Day, don't be shooting off your fingers, because how are you going to finger anybody with no fingers?
Le petit finger. Moi.
Ah, yes. Yes. Fingers. Whoa. I think that means applause right now. Wow. Danielle and Be Live. Most bonobo couple. Yes, you are. You're in love, and we are all in love with you, both of you. One more thing.
I always wanted to feel like Tom Cruise on Oprah ever since I saw him jumping
up
on that
couch.
Being in love with
that
his
was
new
the,
wife.
That was his best moment.
That was the... I said, one day I want to feel like that. I want to feel that.
Yeah.
Okay.
And everybody made fun of him for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, everyone.
But that was his
okay,
best
I
moment.
Okay, I have a legitimate question.
What's the question?
Okay, a viewer on the Facebook show is saying, where can I go see the good parts? Or should I apply as the guy that holds the fans?
It's just free on drsusanblock.tv or
drsusanblock.hello.
Dot my mic, TV.
Hello. drsusanblock.tv.
Yeah.
Or Bonoboville.
Or Bonoboville.com.
Or.
You better hurry, because it's almost over.
Thank you. I think I have to pee again.
Uh-oh. We need a glass.
I need a glass. This time I could do it on camera as a sort
yeah, you
of
could,
sacrament.
You could. Can we get a glass?
I think I might have one.
Oh, look who's here. Another actor.
Oh, wait.
I think he learned differently how to act.
I need a glass.
I'm a
Anna?
Little afraid I'm going to overflow.
Could I have a glass?
No, we need an empty glass. Empty glass. Maybe with a big, you know, like a bowl, maybe.
This feels so sacred.
It is.
I think that every...
We got it in a Jesus store. Yeah.
Jesus has a chain of them.
Oh, Jesus has a whole brand. Oh my God, I'd like to believe that I am Jesus sometimes.
You are.
You know, I really do believe, I believe that that was the whole point
okay,
of
here
my...
Here we go. Are you going to be able to do this? Oh,
absolutely.
Okay. Wait, let's
Yeah, let's get Jesus out of the way. He's already been blessed by the holy water, right?
Yeah, right. And here she goes with the holy water. There it goes. Amen and amen. It's holy water,
it's
brothers
holy
and
water.
Sisters. I think she is ejaculating because it's not yellow. And I don't smell anything.
Every time
let
I pee...
Let it go, girl. Let it
is,
flow.
It is the holy let water. It is a sacrament. It is...
It is a sacrament. It's a little...
a reminder of... the divine water that we are. So when Christ said, I am the living water, this is alive. This was alive inside me, and now here is an offering
well, here it is.
To you.
And I have the bread.
To you, our friends and lovers and fellow human beings.
Thank you for baptizing us in your holy water. You are so sacred. You are a high priestess. You are. And Be Live's a guru. I heard that on Twitter.
Oh.
Yep.
G-U-R-U. G-U-R-U. Yep. Be the guru from within who you are like individually.
Well, you are.
Because that's all we are, is our own inner light that guides us to the divine order and the flow of what which we play.
Beautiful. And you know,
Max,
for you to bring this out in Danielle, you are a guru.
I was just looking at
great guru.
And Max holding up those four fingers, you know, all the this, this but the love coming off of those four fingers for his beloved. And this is why it's so helpful to be with other couples who are ecstatic and wonderful as you. So we see these reflections of this deep wellspring of erotic love.
And us, you. Yeah. Yeah, we need that too. We're going to have some hot sex tonight.
Reflection.
Wow.
Reflection.
We definitely get turned
on
by that.
I'm so happy for other
people's
happiness.
Maybe,
and Anna and Miguel.
Anna and Miguel have some hot sex.
Absolutely.
And sunshine.
I'm so happy for other people's happiness.
The room.
Yeah. Okay. So we're winding up. Well, we're winding up the show.
We love you.
We're going to party after. Have some French champagne. That good Andre stuff. Yeah,
I just came here for the French champagne.
this is your example of bonobo life. This is your role model for a wonderful bonobo marriage. You know, be like, be live, and Watts. Yeah, what's happening, baby? Danielle Watts is what's happening. And Be Live is so alive. And we are so happy to have them back. And we really feel like they have baptized the Little Love Church of the Bonobo Way and the new Bonobo Bill in a big, big way. And we're almost at the end of the formal part of the show. Thank you, Sunshine. Thank you, everybody that's out there, the Bonobo Bill crew. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight.
Even if that someone is you.
Thank you, Danielle. I love you.
Thank you for coming to the show, both physically and organically.
I love you too.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves. But my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination. My world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk with us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, and fantasize with you. And no fantasy is too taboo. And we help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. If you've never called before, don't be embarrassed. We all need help with sex at one time or another. Even world leaders do. Maybe especially world leaders do. But I'm not going to tell you which ones. So, when you need to ask a question or play out a fantasy or just talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, call us at 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Susan Block, and I've just written a new book called The Bonobo Way, inspired by my love for the Make Love, Not War great apes. You know, the ones who have a lot of sex in a bonobo sutra of positions, including face-to-face. But it's not just how bonobos have sex. It's how they use sex to prevent murder and war. Really. They're the only great apes that have never been seen killing each other. They practice what I call peace through pleasure, with the females gently dominating the very happy, very sexually satisfied males. Bonobos are special, partly because they just are, and partly because they're very, very close to us, almost 99% genetically similar to us. When it comes to being human, even being humane, bonobos can teach us so much. Which brings me to us, and more specifically to you. Is your inner bonobo longing to swing free? Would you like to tap into the hot, natural sex energy within you? Bet you would. So you can better enjoy the pleasures in life and cope with the pain. You know, the pain. And have more orgasmic, organic, sustainable sex. Who doesn't want that? Greater lust, greater trust, and better anger management. And who couldn't use a little bit of that these days? So get the book, Learn the Bonobo Way. You'll be glad you did. Then you'll want to join Bonoboville, a new global village for bonobo lovers and friends. And one last thing. The real bonobos are highly endangered, so a portion of all book sales go to bonobo conservation groups working to save the wild bonobos from extinction. Read The Bonobo Way and learn why this could be the most important eco-sexual movement of our times. And improve your love life. We'll be right back.
Nugget sisters. Can I get an amen? Can I get an A, women?
You hear that buzz? That's the Motor Bunny.